Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's the much-anticipated Season 2 of AT&T Audience Network's original series, Mr. Mercedes. A demented serial killer interrupts a detective's retirement, opening old wounds and orchestrating havoc. Based on Stephen King's best-selling Bill Hodges trilogy, which includes Mr. Mercedes, Finders Keepers, and End of Watch, King is executive producer of the series. Breida Wolko stars as Lou Linklater, who survives a vicious attack by Brady Hartsfield, the serial killer. Breida quickly became the breakout star of Lifetime's critically acclaimed drama series Unreal, playing Faith, the young woman from Mississippi who competes on a nationally televised dating show. Her character so popular, Lifetime created a digital spinoff, The Faith Diaries. Performing since elementary school, a musical theater scholarship to Wagner College, a degree in psychology, philosophy, and theater. Impressive credits, theater, including Shakespeare, film, television with roles in Betas, Vice Principals, The Affair, Famous in Love, and Midnight Texas. Breida Wolko back for Season 2, the AT&T Audience Network psycho-thriller Mr. Mercedes, premiering August 22nd, and she's with us on This Week in America. Hi, Breida, welcome to the program.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
I am doing fine and looking forward to Season 2. You said this season there is so much to look forward to. I have a feeling from what I'm seeing, this is going to be pretty intense, and we're going to have some surprises along the way.
I am incredibly honored and excited to share what we made for Season 2. We shot down in Charleston, South Carolina, and this season is so full of a lot of heart, a lot of very scary things, a lot of psychological things. We have some incredible new actors, Tessa Ferrer, Jack Houston, Virginia Cole, Mike Starr, and I couldn't be more happy about sharing this season.
You know, it's been said that Mr. Mercedes is King's way of writing about the monsters inside the characters rather than outside. And that really seems like a pretty good description. From an acting standpoint, this has to be something you really look forward to getting into.
I love it. I think it's a gift. In season one, Brady Hartsfield and I worked together in this discount electronics store, and you know, there's sort of this idea that he and I come from a similar background. We are people who have been forgotten by society. You know, we work for a large corporation that treats us very poorly. We don't make enough money based on how, you know, smart we are. And, you know, Brady Hartsfield ends up acting out on these, you know, this feeling of not being seen and heard. And it's a very interesting portrait of somebody who decides to commit violent acts and then somebody else who absolutely doesn't. And so in season two, we start with this sort of deep betrayal from my friend and the coping of what it means to have become powerless, especially in sort of a domesticated violent situation where I know my attacker and trusted him very deeply.
Yeah, how do you deal emotionally with what is basically betrayal? This is a vicious attack, and as you said, you're the one that really had a relationship, you thought you did at least, with Brady.
Yeah, you know, I think that when somebody betrays you who you trust, one of the most horrible things about betrayal is that they teach you that your intuition is wrong. And, you know, throughout the entirety of my relationship with him, I might have said, oh, this is kind of weird, or this is kind of weird. And what the person does is they keep reassuring you that your intuitions and your deep guttural response to the world is wrong. And so when the betrayal happens and you realize that those instincts were correct, it is very hard to go about the world from that point forward and trust your instincts. And for somebody like me and in this story, Lou Linklater, being able to trust your instincts is a survival mechanism that I don't know how to exist in the world without. So season two is such a incredible, like, journey of trying to figure out how, after this type of violent betrayal, I can go out into the world and stand up for myself.
Looking forward to season two and Brady. He is, because of what happened in season one, he is in a coma in the hospital. Bill Hodges thinks, okay, he has to move on. There's something that draws Hodges back, and strange things happen at the hospital. It's not quite what they appear, is it?
No, Brady Hartsfield will get into your mind. He is, in the story I say at some point, he's the smartest person I've ever known. And he, strange things start to occur at that hospital, and partially because, Jack Houston plays this doctor, Brady Hartsfield's Dr. Babineau, and him and his wife are dosing Brady with a new drug, in order to sort of experiment with him. And their experimentation does not go according to plan. Or it goes according to plan, but they didn't realize that they were dealing with somebody like Brady Hartsfield.
You know, as you're describing this, there's really nothing like this on television, is there? This is a unique program.
There's a lot of television out there. A lot of television, and people have such awesome relationships with their programs. I have such amazing relationships with my programs where you get so into the story and so into the characters. But I, as an artist working in this field, I can say that this show is such a jewel. I am so proud to be on a show that, beats to the sound of its own drum.
Yes.
It is brilliant. It is poetic. It has, David E. Kelly, Stephen King, Jack Bender, Dennis Lehane. The amount that you go into examining themes and characters, and Brendan Gleeson is such an extraordinary talent, and if you're not familiar with his work, go seek him out. He's this brilliant Irish actor, and Harry Treadaway is so magnetic, even in a coma. Harry Treadaway ignites the screen on fire even when he's lying in a bed.
For season two, we got about a minute left here, and for season two, I'm thinking as an actor in your case, now you've sort of established who Lou is. We have that feeling who Lou is. Now you get to really develop her. Is there sort of a freedom in season two where you really get to develop the character?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot more of Lou this season and learn a lot more about my background and my desires and honestly, I hope that I, as an artist and inside of the story, I hope that I said something this season about what it means to gain your power back. I hope that, that was what I intended to do this season, and I would love it if everyone would watch. It's a very, very special show, and I couldn't be more excited to share it. It's right down from the deepest of my soul and heart. It's something that I'm so proud of, and I really want people to check it out.
Well, and we can do that. This is season two, AT&T Audience Network's original series, Mr. Mercedes. It premieres August 22nd, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, AT&T Audience Network. Among the stars, our guest on the program, Rita Wohl, as Lou Linklater, back for season two. Rita, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We will be watching.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.